from Vista, and I tell you with all my heart that he really knew where it was at. Because Willard, now he lived in the suburban parts of Vista for such a long time that his mother, and I do hate his mother, who was from Vista herself, and oh, what a drag that Vista town is, because I don't like it one bit. It's really so quiet, so boring, and really nothing quite to do. And meanwhile, Vista had grown. A full population, 2,000 and some odd people later, it became quite sickening and very boring. There was no one there, really. This taste of discomfort was the order of the day. And meanwhile, in Vista, people used to run away and go to San Francisco and all those other heavy-duty places. No one ever really cared. I mean, I don't blame them. Oh, bitchin'. And now, while I get back to the part of Vista, let me tell you a boring little tale. It was such a long day down there at the old park. We used to go to the old high school, and during lunch hour break, we'd go to the old park and smoke a couple joints or cigarettes for that matter. Get a little bit drunk or do whatever you darn well please, eat lunch. Who cares? They tried to kick us out 1,000 times, but they never could because Vista was too crazy. And we just didn't mind anyway. I hated Vista with all my heart. I got kicked out several times. I'm very proud of the fact. And now you gotta know what I just mean because, well, you gotta understand, it's kind of typical of Vista to be so, well, shall I say, messed up. Let us just say this as a prerogative. Vista has nothing. I mean, absolutely nothing going for it at all. And that is the gospel truth. There is nothing in Vista worth going to see. USA, it was really quite sickening because the simple despondent fact was nothing ever happened in Vista. I really became quite bored and quite sick with the whole situation. In all my live-long life there, Vista has thrown me nothing but a big thorn in my foot. And if you don't believe that, take a look at the hole it left. Quite sickening, really. Very despondent. Grand people right and left. They really ought to call Vista the old man's town because it has no value whatsoever. I don't like it one bit. I'm telling you that. That's gospel. You can believe me. I'll swear to the second Bible. Don't you think so, Bob? I certainly do. I mean, after all, it's pretty stuff. Keep on trucking. That's the slogan. High school hippies and lots of them. It's really not worth a goddamn in the first place because, well, the simple truth is you turn on a light in Vista and everybody thinks it's a party. I remember you said a big house in Vista. Meanwhile, there's the party part. Hey, get ready. I want some more beer. Let's not get stingy about the whole situation. Listen, I want to tell you something right now about something that I want to know. I got it. Oh, come on now. Let's not be stingy about the whole thing. I mean, after all, this is such a vision for you. Let it ring. Let the phone ring. Hey, let's touch more beer. All right, okay, let's go. Hey, now, that's really, I really think it's really great.
I don't think it's contagious, but I don't know. Do you?
I don't know. I really can't tell because, you know, the simple fact is there's too many different things, you know, going on. You know, I really can't say for sure. It's just too confusing in my own brain.
Right.
But there's got to be something all left in this whole world. I mean, after all, it's just other things to think of besides, you know, despondency and, you know, degeneracy. I mean, after all, there's other things to worry about. Well, let's hear a little bit more drum here. All right.
I hate that.
Now, listen, the drummer's the best part of the whole band. I really like him.